The summer season officially ended for Philadelphia's public school students today. The first day of classes marked a hopeful moment for the school district as it emerges from years of budget cuts. Though big problems still loom, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Miss Griffin,
hey.
How are you?
Good.
You ready to start that senior year?
Yeah.
Let's get it poppin'.
There is no mistaking the excitement of opening day, be it at a ball game or the schoolhouse doors.
Good morning. What's up, brother, man? You good? You ready to rock and roll? Let's get it done.
Principal Richard Gordon had hugs and handshakes at the ready as students streamed into Paul Robeson High School in West Philadelphia. Behind him sat boxes of donuts and a DJ, blasting a rotation of celebratory music. As Philly students get back to work this fall, they'll have a bit more to work with. There's no budget impasse in Harrisburg and no budget shortfall here in Philadelphia. With a small surplus in tow, the district can finally reinvest. Nurses and guidance counselors are back in every school building. And at Morrell Dobbins Technical High School in North Philadelphia, an off-the-cuff conversation between Superintendent William Height and Senior Janae Johnson revealed that a long-broken Xerox machine has finally been replaced.
Did you get a Xerox printer back?
Mr. Shane ordered us one. That's good.
Dobbins also received new windows, meaning students can actually see out of them again. On the sixth floor of the building, Height took in a stunning view of the city and oozed optimism.
I feel great today because it's the first day and we have an approved budget and we're making investments in schools and we have additional resources that we haven't had in the past.
But big hurdles remain. Right now, the biggest is a stalemate between the district and its teachers union. Philly educators have now gone 4 years without raises and 3 without a contract. And though the district has some money to spare right now, long term, there are still budget woes. Without some more cash, the district says it will be more than $100 million in the red by 2019. It's a problem as clear as the new view from the sixth floor at Dobbins High. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.